The question I did. So we know from the Gemara, that each coast is its own mitzvah. Okay. So that's it. Now, one machlokas that's also interesting that the Rishonim take up is that how many kosos require Bor Pri HaGafen? That's interesting in of itself, okay? Because it's not so clear. What? Oh, but it's even more interesting. It's the way Rishonim think, right? But the Bracha Achorna thing, I think, because of what we did a couple years ago, last year, right? I think it's very, very apropos, which is, I'll ask the question as follows. Why don't you make a Bracha Achorna on each kos that you drink? If each one's its own mitzvah, so why not say each one demands its own Bracha Achorna?
Why?
So I'll say if each its own mitzvah and each one demands its own bracha rishona, make your own bracha korona. So why say, yeah, but we see a precedent. That's the word I was looking for. Which we see that in a meal, right, no matter what your dessert is, so you make a bracha on dessert, but that's simple, but you don't make a bracha korona. Why? Because because you have a meal, right? You have a suda, meaning it's going to be included in my benching, so to speak. But what are you going to tell you, bracha? So that would work, but one sheet holds that way. So one sheet would say, you know, it's not a problem, but then it's... But you still would make one after four, which is what we do. But for some reason, that's not how they line up. They don't go down that road. You'll see sheet hold, you make it after the first one, the second one, etc. So why? What you're saying is that you wouldn't make a bracha achrona after your first and second. Why? Because right. Somebody's going to tie it to what? To benching? Bor Pri HaGafen you make on the first and second kosher, then do your suda. Because you wash and you make a motzi. So how are you going to be mitzvah if it's your eating afterwards? That's fine. So you'll say right. But there's only one problem, though. Problem is that if you have a long period of time between, let's say, the first and second kosher, right?
Oh, wait, so you got to make sure that you're not having a half sink. If you're not having a half sink, it's not a
sink. Ah, but we saw last year when it comes to Tiel Sedayim, we have no problem saying that it's easy to say it's a Hesach. So look at the riff. The riff says, Ava'ala Geffen, Va'apir Geffen, right? Ika, Manda Amar, Lo Rachina, Lo Basof. Right? So you make one bracha achrona. When?
After Halo.
After Kosher V. Right? So, Ika, Manda Amar, okay, fine. So that's what he holds, okay? Someone else read. I'm tired. Go. I'm going to yell a lot, that's why. Vika mandamar mevarchin.
Vika mandamar mevarchin lebasar train kasi to make me suda, lebasar train to basar suda.
So what is that?
And so maybe there's some who say that you should make a bracha after the first two and then after the second two, so a total of two.
Right, meaning after the second kos and the fourth kos. Right. Okay, so, and that's a gaonic position, by the way. So on the gaonim hell, that you make a bracha after the second kos and after the fourth, a bracha korona after the second kos and the fourth kos. Okay. Okay. Why? Well, I think you could define that. But anyway, go on. Vadin taima
basra taima de mistabarhu v'shapar dami lo mei v'hachi.
Okay.
And the reason for this is it makes more sense and it's better to you should do
right.
This.
So let's do the ball more. Okay. I want to get all the pshitas down. So we're gonna do our legwork first. Get all the legwork down. I haven't defined this yet. Like I haven't even thought about it. I shut my brain off. I was like, okay, let's discuss it together. Okay. All right. So look at the ball more. But anytime you see a ball more, that gets me excited. What?
That must be difficult.
No, I always have lots of other things to think about. Like,
in bracha korona, kasev a riff, zal mevarich baser trade to make misuda, baser trade to baser misuda, v'shav v'demer lemibar hachi, v'yish mechachay mekumosenu, misha savar limso alav kushya. So there are people in our towns that have problems with this. Lomar, heichi baruch baser kasa de agadata. How could you make a bracha korona after the kus of agada?
Right. By the way, come on.
Hello, yesh lefaninu kamakosa shosev besoch sudaso. The yain shlefne amazon poter yain shbesoch amazon.
Stop. What does that mean?
He's drinking a bunch of cups of wine during the meal, and so the his benching should cover all of those from during the meal.
Right. So again, so since he has a bunch of kosos cups he drinks in the meal, right, and so any wine he has before the meal, right, should potter any wine he has in the meal.
Right. Atia Shahaya Savor Shesh Beholomedinos Yain Kimidanaso Liada Kia Rivzal Samahamash Kasav Omishnasenu Shinuya Onishabi Israel Shaliv Kasulo Mi Arbakosos.
Ah, oh, 1 second. So he's saying what? He's saying that the guy who mentioned the Shita got it wrong. Why? Because the riff was only talking about a specific case. What's the case?
His wine was different. His was like a poor person's wine.
No, not that the wine was different. Rather, the case is different, meaning that he's talking about an ani, that an ani can't have less than four kosos, right? Veloho sifalo, right? So he couldn't have more wine during his meal, right? Definitionally. I mean, he only had enough wine for four kosos. Ubazen dvar of halal. right? And therefore, excuse me, Dvara. That's that position. Hello, Vishasa. Right.
You'd never need to drink during the meal.
So in that case, what's he going to say? In that case, that's where you make a bracha achrona after second ghost and the fourth ghost. But if a guy's got a lot of wine to drink, when does he make the bracha achrona?
After benching.
Right, benching and after hollow. Right, okay, good. Okay.
So hashta mihas akar daite mili lashkasi vikena din before makam chulonago lishos yayim besof suda.
Potter. Okay, fine. So he learns the riffs second. In other words, and there's definitely a havmin here because this guy was a chacham.
Right.
There's the chacham wanted to learn that the riff held that is after that it's after the second and after the fourth, right? But the Baal Mora says no. The riff is saying about an exceptional case. Right. Meaning, normally speaking, if I drink wine, I'm going to drink wine during my meal, so there's no reason to make a bracha achrona.
Right.
Blessed assume I only had enough wine for my four kosos. So in that case, then you would make a bracha achrona after the second kos and after the fourth kos. Okay, fine. So far, so good. V'kasva gonim.
Zal, shoshlosha brachot shol mazon, uteris bracha achrona shol yayin, shi main shalosh.
Right, so the first three brachos... I'm sorry,
three brachas of mazon.
Yeah, meaning birchas of mazon.
Yeah, but you have the third one after birchas of mazon.
No, three brachas.
Oh, you mean like regular birchas
of mazon. Yeah, right. That's why you don't have to make the bracha chrona of yayin.
Right.
Vavro shmo kosov, again.
Okay, now hilkach, eino levarach bracha chrona el basof kol hakosos bavad. Lachin kosov rabbeinu haigal nizal, lo chazi lana man levarach al gefen el basar kul hukasi. Kevan dechad moshav ninhu.
Okay, so what do we see so far? So we have, not so bad, right? So we have the simple shita, which everyone knows. You only make a bracha achrona after the fourth. You don't make one after the third, because benching includes that, right? Then you have rif havamina, which is you make a bracha achrona after the second and then fourth, right? Of course, the third you don't have to. Everyone agrees. Let's get something clear. Everyone agrees you only make a bracha achrona after the third one, because benching includes that, okay? Or the, well, we'll see about that. You haven't seen that yet. Papa wants to say there's a difference between saying that benching takes care of what he called the first two, right? And then I have my bracha achrona after my fourth kos, which will cover my third as well. Versus saying that, no, simple stam, of course you wait till the end because you'd one moshav, whatever that means, like one sitting. So, of course, that's all mitzvah together, right? Okay, good. So far, so good? Graber, you still with us?
Good.
Well, one and then, like...
Well, inyan bracha chrona, bein she'ein lo lishtos b'sef nesuda, bein she'yesh lo lishtos, din echad hu.
Right. I don't care much wine I have. At the end of the day, it's one halacha, right? V'im amru agonim.
Shebirkas shalosh buteres mein shalosh, ein lomar kein, el liyayin shebesof nesuda, shehu bal l'sheris. But the gaonim that said that the birkas mazon is going to be poter your earlier cups,
that can only work for wine in the meal itself.
Right.
V'habala kidvarim abayim besoch asuda, machma asuda.
And that would be like regular breakfast modes, and that's a bunch of things that you ate
before the meal. So what's he saying? This is great. What's he saying?
That the birchas hamazon is only going to work on wine that you had during the meal.
Right. How does it make sense to say that benching will somehow take care of one and two? What does that make any sense? Right? All benching can take care of is that, what? Is anything, any wine I might have had in my meal.
Well, isn't the second one before?
No, but you mean in the meal. In the meal. Like, no, in words, no, within the meal at any point in time. You mean before the meal. Right? Who should go in bracha l'atzma? No, he is saying that. Is he saying, right? How could any wine I have before the meal, right? How could birkas hamazon pater that? Is that what he's saying?
I mean, if you practically for any bracha, if you were eating a meal and then you washed hat a motzi and then said bracha to mazon, would you? V'chein matzasim mixas hagaonim kan shetzarech levarich al gefen lekos shel kit kadosh
kiddush hayom. Oh. Always jump. That's you. Always jump. What about the first cup? Here you go. Right? So you see some going up say what? They say, but like, Shita says, after the first coast, after Kiddush, make bracha achrona.
The afal pisher Rav Amram Amar, im kadim uberich al mizono yatzo azeh, shomim sha'amar ker halacha. Ufikach mishi yishlo yayim besocha mazon, b'leilei pesach, im kadas rabbeinu zel, yamtin achi yigmor milishtos, b'varach al gefen, kodim brechaz mazon.
Wow. One second. So if that's true, right? So in a case where a guy would have a lot of wine, right, even during the meal on night of Pesach, so if we follow this logic, what should we do? Yamtin achi yigmor milishtos, levarach al gefen, kodim brechaz mazon, right? V'chein mishayim osa shana.
Right. Then isn't
poter
your wine
at all? Elosh ain't. I can't argue with this. Why the lochazina shum hefsek, right? Ela lahatiinu bracha lefana. Aval the acharav lomatzino ela ba'akiras makom. Right. So saying that would be an issue when it comes to bracha rishona, right? When it comes to bracha achrona, the only time you have an issue with bracha achrona of making of separating it out is when you leave your place. Udvarim shetuna bracha lachrayim bimkomon. Aval the chad moshav. That goes back to what he said before. In one sitting, afilu benimlach. If you change place or change your mind. It's a great line. But when it comes to following the words of the Rishonim, again, here it means the Gonim, we have to go by the greatest one. Who is the greatest one? Rav Shira Aviv Zal. Heshiva B'lashon Hazeh. Now, listen to this. Arba Kosos Halalu, Kol Echad Ve'echad Tan Bracha Lefanav, Mishum De Basar Kedusha. Right? Fine. So Rav Shira Gaon says that we know this already. That each one, each coast requires his own bracha beforehand. Right? Okay, fine. So that's, we know this already. That's all bracha beforehand. That's why you can't drink before between the third and fourth cup, etc. But when it comes to the afterwards, why would you make a bracha on each one? Why would each coast demand its own bracha achrona? Right? Because what do we say? What does that mean? Which means what? Right. He's always thinking about the other kosos. Right? I mean, he's having one of four or two of four. Right? Hilkach mevark bracha achrona. Right? Vidayo. Right? You make one bracha achrona. That's enough. Elu divrei gonim zal, right? V'yeshlanu siyu behem lechol ta'anosena. V'kach kaver etzich yitzchak bar geyus. V'masham ar gon came and the chav makom hu. V'leka nimlach lemikom bracha lebasov sagya. Lo marsh imay nimlach lemikom kishaya several lakom hayim bracha lebasov. Al imlo berach hashachos v'nil chashos yitzchak bracha achasov. Fine. So what does Ramban hold? Again, he holds also one bracha at the end, right? And he says, ultimately, and he quotes Rav Shira Gaon, who says, it makes a lot of sense to say, I don't know why this makes sense, but it makes a lot of sense to say that I make a separate bracha rishon on each coast, which they derive from it being each individual mitzvah, but not a separate bracha achorna. Why not? Why is that so pashut?
They also, no one else is talking about hefsek.
Right. But that's it. Wouldn't you think that, though?
And the Ramban says there's no hefsek, there's no chashash for hefsek.
This is the Ramban.
Yeah, but he says there's no chashash for hefsek.
Yeah. Okay. Keep going. The tour.
Inyan bracha achrona kasa rav ilfas shetzarech levarich achar sheni v'achar revi. They make one bracha the second one after.
It's interesting that they peg the riff with this position, even though he also says after the final coast. But everyone seems to think the riff. No, but right. But I'm saying lom rakin al basof, right? And then he says vika mandamar, right?
Yeah, but then he says in a mistab, right? Or a shepherd,
I understand. But yeah, he brought down both.
Right.
Okay. So again, that's Pasha's how to read the riff. V'hikshul dvarav.
Lami yavarach achar asheni. V'halu asuda lefanav. V'hu poter ayayin shepherd asuda.
Right. He's got the meal in front of him. Why make a bracha korn after the second coast? He's got the whole meal in front of him.
V'imkein heich yavarach achar.
Okay. Now listen to this.
V'aviha ezri kasav.
So we have a rishon, right? Okay. And what does he hold? Right. Okay, so that's position, we'll call that position three. You make a bracha achron after the first coast, after the third coast, and after the fourth coast. But not after the second coast. Why not?
That's the meal.
Yeah, ostensibly because your meal is going to take care of that, right? Meaning, just like Kiddush. In other words, the Kiddush, you can argue, Kiddush goes on, in other words, you're going to have your meal right afterwards. So you can argue, by the second kos, I'm having my meal right afterwards. But by the first kos, and then the third kos, and then the fourth kos, they require their own bracha korna. Okay? Okay, so what does he hold?
The same as the Rif.
He holds right. He holds right.
No, sorry, no, not the same as the Rif. Same as.
He's just third and fourth. Right. 3-4. That's it. He says 1-2 you don't, 3-4 you do. Right. Now look at the Beis Yosef. I brought the Beis Yosef in because. The reason why for each one. So why does Avi Ezri hold you make a bracha achrona after
first, third, fourth,
right?
Who's the Avi Ezri?
A dude. So look at the Beis Yosef. Mashkas Reina Shavada, Sheshvar Achach Kori Shavada, Klomar, Achash Shiva Achavi, Betaimo. See, that's what I like. Whereas my intuition is like that, right? Which is that, okay, so why do I make a bracha achrona on each coast? Because I'm learning. I'm doing things that are not food related. Right. So while of course I should make a bracha achrona, right? It's only things that are food related that I could say that now Birkas HaMazon can include I'm making my second kos is going right before my meal, so I can understand why that's mistarved to the suda. Right. But 1, 3, and 4 have nothing to do with that. They're not dealing with eating and drinking. They're dealing with learning. So you make a bracha achrona. Okay, I like that. Good.
The second one is basically part of the meal, so you wouldn't need to make.
That's Avia Ezri, okay? And then you have Rebbeinu Chananel. What does he hold? Mashka's
Rebbeinu Chananel. Rebbeinu Chananel, the kos shel kiddush, v'shalif nei brachas bazar. So taimo de kule chadasu dasehi, maskel mikos shel kiddush, u'masayim akos shel brachas bazar.
That's such a difficult shita. So it's one meal, the long meal, right? Wow, because it's funny, because people complain, like, when's the food out? What do you mean? We started our meal already, right? Even though we watch much later on. You love it. You can say that your standard this year. What do you mean? We started our meal, right? So it's one long meal. So therefore, so there's no place to make a bracha korona. In the barach main time klal. Aval achar kosho birkas amazon, mivarech, shekvar nigmar suda, and barach harvib, she did start the barach shu gemar shasiyah. Okay. So let's set up the two extremes, right? So one extreme holds that you make a bracha korona at the end, right, which is what we hold today. And the other extreme holds, we make a bracha achrona after each one. So that's a question of. So again, we're noticing that halacha comes along and it's this whole fusion of culinary experience with mitzvah. So now the question is that the first way of learning is going to say that when you start your first kos, you're starting a culinary experience, right? Now it's true that along the way, right, because there's an aspect, there's a framework of mitzvah. So each kos is going to have its own bracha rishona. But ultimately, it's viewed as one moshav, one culinary experience. And the key of the culinary experience is after the fourth kos, and then you make bracha korna. Whereas the other side says no. The other side says that it's four discrete experiences. Now, again, they're tied to this idea of arba kosos, right? But each one is its own. So then, of course, you have to make a bracha rishona, bracha achrona on each one.
So then what's their
avoda analogy is good. Shchita is a discrete action, right? But it's part of something called avoda. Right, but that's like a secondary relationship. You know what I mean? It doesn't. In other words, there's two possibilities: C versus D. Right? Either you're going to say that Chazal come along and create four unique culinary experiences, right, in the framework of mitzvah, right? So you see, that's why, naturally speaking, you can't rely on your suda to help. There's no seerf there, because just like we saw last year, just like according to one shita, mar can exist outside of the meal. You make a bracha achrona, according to that sheet, you make a bracha achrona on mar. Same thing over here. In other words, there are four, they created four unique culinary experiences, right? Almost like four discrete, not discrete mitzvahs, but four mitzvahs, so to speak, right? But the culinary experience, in other words, because there are four mitzvahs, that's what allows for the culinary experience to be discrete. But Moshe is saying no. Moshe is saying the other way to learn is to say that they have a mitzvah arakosos. We know that they're going to be culinary experiences, right? But it's the makom in the Seder that will determine when the culinary experience of each coast comes to an end. It's not from the very, it's not, doesn't come from the coast itself. It's not from the coast that determines the end of the culinary experience, right? Rather, it's from its position in the Seder. It's wherever it's located will determine when it's complete. So theoretically, by the way, you would argue, theoretically, it could have been a bracha horn at the end. Just happens to be the way each place they put it in, right? There's a natural ending point to the culinary experience. So after my first kos, I'm done drinking. Now I'm heading into a different section, right? The section of talking. But you can't say that after the second kos, right?
No.